Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life, when we let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier in with us each week to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And we've got some good things going on right now at the shelter. There's been some good response lately.
We are making progress and going in the right direction, and it's wonderful. Not only have we not had any new kittens be born at the shelter this past week, but we have had a tremendous response from the community, and we are so grateful. Several days ago, we posted on our Facebook page that anybody who was interested in a cat, because we were overrun with cats, we thought we'd run a special and have no cost for cat adoptions from now through Saturday. So today, tomorrow, Saturday, there's no cost for cat adoptions. And there are still a few cats available. We've had some go to their forever homes, but we have five more kittens and a couple of adult cats that are still available at the shelter. So this is your chance. Winter's coming. You know, you want a cozy companion to curl up with a good book. These are adorable kittens and some really nice adult cats. So we really encourage people, come on down, give these last few kittens and cats that have been there a little while a lovely home. And we will, you know, we'll be very, very grateful. And to sweeten the deal, it's no cost for cat adoptions.
All right. So a good option right now for you, if that's something that was, you know, holding you back in your mind, or if you've just been thinking about it, I guess now is a good time to get that taken care of and, get some good companions there into your home. And we do thank those folks that have already responded and adopted some of those cats that are currently available. We do also have a couple of dogs that are currently available for adoption.
Yeah, this is unusual to have some dogs. It's been a little while. We actually have two dogs right now. They're not officially up for adoption until Saturday. We're still hoping to be able to find if their owners are going to come get them. But we have Bella and Sassy, and we believe that Bella and Sassy belong together, came together. In fact, we think that Sassy may be Bella's daughter, is the way we understand it. Bella's about 3 years old, Sassy's about a year old. They're both German Shepherd lab mixes, really sweet dogs. Bella seems to have a little bit more training. Of course, she's older. She knows some commands. They sit on command. She's house trained. Great with other dogs, good with kids. These are playful, energetic, sweet, smart dogs. And whether they go to a home together or whether they go separately, I think they'd make really nice pets for someone. So if you've been looking for a young, healthy, beautiful, smart dog, you're in luck. We got two right now at the shelter.
Awesome. And since they do have that familiarity with each other, maybe that's something that you've also been looking for or interested in, and is two dogs coming along with each other. And I guess it's going to be a good pair there that could be a possibility for somebody.
Sometimes it's easier to have two animals rather than one, because they don't get as lonely that way. Mm-hmm. If you have to leave them, be gone at work, they don't require so much of your time and attention then, because they can be companions with each other. So something to think about if you've been looking for a dog. Maybe you didn't know you really wanted two dogs.
There you go.
Yeah.
So head on down to the shelter and check out the dogs that are currently available there. And of course, right now with that cat special going on, if they're going to come to the shelter, where do they need to go?
We are located at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town with the wastewater treatment plant. And our hours are Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
And if anyone has any questions, there's a number of ways, of course, that they can get in touch with the shelter outside of just going to the shelter. They can call, and they can also check online.
You bet. Our phone number is 243-2287. You can always go on petfinder.com, or we encourage people, especially in light of the fact that we're putting up these kinds of information and discounts, I guess you could say, on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, find us. We are at Atlantic Animal Shelter.
And also, if this is outside of the, of course, time where the special is going on now, but the cost is never going to be a hindrance to being able to go adopt a pet, because it's very small anyways.
Absolutely. For cats, it's only $10, and for dogs, it's $25. So we really want to make it a not cost prohibitive thing. So those are very, very cheap adoption fees, especially in light of what you might pay if you went to a puppy mill, which we've been talking about is not a good option, doesn't produce as healthy or good choices for animals. So don't go and pay a lot of money for an animal that's not going to be as healthy. Come pay a tiny little bit of money and support the shelter and have a great, great companion.
And with these two particular dogs, as kind of an example, if you do lose a pet here in the area, this is the place to go to check it out, to stop by the shelter, because that's likely a place where they could end up.
Absolutely. If you ever lose a pet, or if you ever know of anyone who loses a pet, please check with the shelter first, because we really want to reunite people with their pets if that's something that we can help do.
And something we haven't touched on for a little while, but this would be something that would help you find those pets as well. You do need to license those pets here in town with those dogs, and that would be something that would help you get reacquainted with them.
Yep. Just want to remind people that according to the city code, if you live in town and you have a dog that lives in your residence in town, it does need to be licensed, and you come down to the shelter to do that. And it's, again, a minimal fee, and the benefits are wonderful, because then we can help you reunite with your pet. Nobody wants to lose their pet. So.
Exactly. All right, so some great options that are right now at the shelter, and Andrea, we appreciate you letting us know what's going on.
Well, thank you so much. Come see the animals, and when you do, tell them you heard about on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.